Hey guys, and welcome to the first podcast episode, bitch. It's been a long time coming. I've literally talked about this podcast for, I don't even know how long, maybe like a year and a half. At least that's how long I've had my mic sitting around. I bought it at Best Buy in the States like a year and a half ago. I've just been staring at it, trying to build up the courage to make this podcast. But it's finally happening. I did a poll on Instagram a few weeks ago asking if I had a podcast, would you listen? People said yes. So whatever, I'm doing it. I've gotten a lot of encouragement lately, so I felt like it was a good time to do it. I have really been dealing with procrastination of this podcast and other people's expectations of me and my podcast. So obviously the name of the podcast is Loud Girl, and I just felt like that's literally my identifier. Like, I have never been afraid to speak my mind. I've always stood up for my friends, always stood up for people in my life who I felt other people did wrong. I have never been afraid of other people not liking me just because of my opinions. I've kind of been known as the girl with a lot of opinions, just because I'm like just not afraid of telling it how it is. I'm also a very animated person, and socially I'm like pretty on all the time, but I think that's also what people expect from me within this podcast. And I think I can be very versatile in like my mood, because obviously I have been open about having ADHD and OCD, and sometimes that is just like too much. And I do deal with, like, in the moment, like, I'm obviously fine with socializing, but when I'm home, I'm like a pretty calm bitch, you know? Like, I'm fun with my friends and family and like whatever. And then when I'm actually alone with myself, which I think is really common, I'm just like, whatever. Like, I'm pretty chill. Like, nothing crazy is happening or whatever. But I feel like this podcast can be a new way for me to fulfill my potential and, like, actually make a difference. So with this new podcast, I really want, first of all, to speak English, because my last podcast was not about that. I also want to stop, like, portraying this type of like character, because I feel like I'm always on all the time socially, I feel like spending time with myself is really important. I want to stop feeling this like imposter syndrome of, oh my god, I don't belong here, or this isn't my field, I'm not funny enough, I'm not entertaining enough, all that stuff. I just want to be me, sis, and enjoy that shit. I think also just like I want this podcast to be a place where it's not only like, oh my god, I'm so fucking loud and I have so many opinions, let's talk about politics because it's so fun. Like, I just want it also to be a place where people can seek comfort and like relaxation, and like where you can just learn something new and spark some discussion with your friends, you know? Why you gotta be so hard like that sometimes? Like, I just want to be able to also like apply what I've learned like at university like to my podcast. Like, I obviously study basically fucking political science, but it's about only solving wars and peace, making peace and developing countries and all that shit. So like there will be some fucking like feminist ass preaching ass moments, you know? And I think I've learned a lot and I know how to apply it. So I'm just really excited to be able to utilize this media to express my fucking course literature. No, but on a real note, you know, just want to stay woke. Just want other people to be fucking woke and like be literal human beings that are like good, you know, inspire other people to be good people and like help others. Because I think I can be that bitch who, like, shares a bunch of Instagram stories from, like, fucking Amnesty. That's fine. But at the end of the day, like, I'm actually studying. I'm actually doing something that means a lot to me. It's not like I'm just, like, scrolling through Instagram and fucking spreading fake news. This is actually really close to my heart, and I've known what I've wanted to do since I was, like, 16, 17 years old, which is helping people and being involved higher up, making a difference. So I just like really want to express that, you know? So basically, I've been really feeling the inspiration, you know, off of my Instagram fan base. I'm just kidding. No, seriously. But I know a lot of people follow my Instagram stories and find inspiration within that, and they feel like they're more knowledgeable and like they can make a difference. When I had my podcast back in the day in high school, I had like crippling social anxiety. Like, I didn't even do any male contact or anything. I let people within my committee do that for me, even though I was like the main bitch. Like, I was literally the person who started the whole thing, but I was so afraid of people. I could like barely send emails, and it ended up with my then co-host being quoted instead of me, like in the yearbook, for something I wrote through email, and I got so upset about it. And like, it's just like, I'm so tired of my social anxiety getting in the way of expressing myself and like fulfilling my potential and like fulfilling what everyone else thinks that I am. Because obviously, like, when I'm comfortable, like, so animated, like, so loud, so all over the place, like, have so many opinions, just like spew them at you. And I just really hope this podcast can help me do that and give me some type of peace and like therapy of like, it's okay, and like, I can be that person. Obviously, I want to be like, you know, that bitch, give you the entertainment, give you the vibes. Depending on what I'm talking about, it's not like I'm going to talk about like the Sudan massacre and like hit you with all this like fucking attitude or whatever. But I just hope somehow to get over that shit and like to spread my platform from just my Instagram stories to being able to make myself heard in a better, more eloquent way, like in a longer form, instead of just like these small little short snippets of like, I reposted a fucking Amnesty like Insta post about Pride and now I'm like, I'm such a good person. I just, you know what I mean? Like, I just want there to be like a dialogue where you can get to know me as like someone who actually cares. And like, I've always wanted to work for people, like helping people. I've always wanted to have these discussions. I think it's really interesting. I think it's always been really stimulating for me, and not, I think it's helpful. Like, it's not just like, oh, for fun, let's talk about like fucking politics, you know? Like, it's fun. Like, I actually want to like spread some good messages and like make people think about these issues, because I think there's so many issues out there that really need some attention that aren't being talked about, that are very like silent, obviously. So with that, I hope to follow through with my goals for once and actually feeling adequate enough to be on the right path and like fulfill my potential, because I'm so that person. I know so many other people can relate, where it's like people say like, oh, you can totally be this or you can totally be that, like, you just have to apply yourself. And then you're like, I'm a fucking pussy, like, I can't do anything. And you just like get really down on yourself, and you're just like, oh my god, I'm not, like, I have such a problem with not feeling adequate enough, or like, I'm not entertaining enough, I'm not funny enough, I'm not this, I'm not that, or I don't have enough followers on Instagram, how the fuck am I supposed to like have a podcast, no one wants to listen to me. It doesn't really matter. And it's like, how can I build a following if I don't try to even fucking make a podcast? It makes no sense. Like, I can't just repost other people's Instagram stories and expect to gain like whatever many followers. Like, and that's not even the point. I just want my podcast to get some good use out of it, whether it's that people start discussions based off of it, or it just makes you feel calm, it's just like makes you feel inspired. I'm just happy that it sparks some sort of interest. So yeah, now with me explaining myself and saying the same thing over and over again for an amount of minutes, I will now get really fucking depressing. No, just kidding. No. So, like, this podcast will be really helpful for me, and I'm so fit to do this, and I just want to preface why and give a little shout out to my mother, Carol, because she's the greatest human being on planet Earth. Little heads up, she's American. if you couldn't figure that out, or if you did not know, I am half, and that's why I speak English. But I just have been so comfortable talking about my feelings and like my life and like my mental health and all this shit, you know, going on, you know, the human experience or whatever. And she's just like that mom. She is that bitch. Like, she is so supportive. Every time I'm feeling down or anything, she's always like, I believe in you and you can do it and you're amazing and everything's gonna be fine. And has really allowed me and given me that space to express my feelings. She has never shut me down or never told me anything is wrong. So I just feel like I naturally am a person who is like, needs to talk about everything. Like, if something's on my mind, I just need to talk about it. I can't really get over anything until I've talked about it. There isn't anything like that. And I think that's like because of the way I grew up. So if I overshare or whatever, that's why. I don't really care. I have to really stop caring if what other people think, because I think it's just like, it's a waste of time. Like, I'm not in high school anymore. I don't give a shit. Like, I just used to care so much about what other people think, and that would be why I didn't start my podcast. Or like, if people thought it was stupid or what I said was stupid, and it's like, I don't like those people anyway, so why do I care about them? If you guys are fans of my Insta stories, you might have seen me shout out my homeboys, my white supremacist, rightist, really fun male classmates from high school. And those are the type of people I was afraid of. I was like, oh my god, they hate me, I hate them. And I would see them see my Insta stories all the time, and I'd be like, why are they looking me up? Are they looking me up so that they can bully me? And I'm like, I'm literally 22. Like, I haven't seen them in 4 years or 3 years or whatever the fuck. Why do I care what they think? You just kind of have to like put in perspective, why am I holding myself back just because these hoes, you know what I mean? Not into that. Not here for it, sis. It's just been a lot, as you can see. Like, just been really, it's been a journey. It's been a fucking journey, bitch, to get to this point where I'm comfortable speaking alone in my room into a microphone and not feeling embarrassed about it, or not feeling like people from fucking high school are gonna come back and haunt me and bully me for the things I say. So hopefully this is gonna be a real power move, you know, gonna be real healthy, gonna be real great for all of us. I hope I can just like be that person who like inspires other people to not be like fucking afraid of everything, because I am afraid of absolutely everything. But through this, I am now channeling future me that I hope will not be afraid of fucking public speaking. That'd be great. Some real shit though, like some real character development shit. Like, when I was like 14 or whatever, like 14 to like 17, like I would be so fucking afraid of everyone. Like, I didn't make any new friends. I just like stuck around with the same people, and their friends like wouldn't be my friends. They just kind of like were there, and then I was there, and like that was it. And we all went to the same parties and all the same shit all the time, but like I was so fucking scared and so shy and so boring. Like, especially like the male species fucking scared me. I did not talk to a single boy, and then I would complain about like not having guy friends and all the shit. It's like, what the fuck, bitch. But yeah, man, pretty crazy. So I would just like let people walk all over me. And then finally, you know, as we have seen with all the tea with my ex-boyfriend, these hoes did not tell me shit about anything that he did until like after we broke up, basically. And that's when I fucking dropped these hoes, and I was like, no. And then I just started getting really confident and like cutting everyone off that ever treated me badly. Like, at like 17, 18, I was still like, fuck yes, sis, like, don't fuck with me. I don't fuck with you if you're not chill. Like, I started getting really picky and shit. So I've just like taken that with me and like inspired my amigos to like do the same thing. Even like my own mom, I'm like, mom, drop these hoes if they don't treat you with respect. No, but seriously, this has followed me into university. So it's like, if I don't fuck with you, then I don't fuck with you. And that's that. Like, I can tell within like 3 minutes. And then people are like, Lena, why don't you give these people a chance? And I'm like, I have. And they suck. You know, like, if you don't vibe with someone, or I can know if I'm going to get along with someone if they catch on to my sarcasm or like my jokes. And if they don't, then I'm like, you're boring. I don't want to hang out with you. And I just don't hang out with them. Like, what's the problem? Like, I just realized, like, I don't have time to waste energy on, like, people that aren't my friends. The fuck? But yeah. So I had this girl at university come up to me, story time, and she was like, oh my god, like, why did you unfollow me on Instagram? And I was just like, what the fuck? And like, you know how normal people are like, oh my god, I totally didn't mean to, like, let me just like follow you back real quick, like, I meant to unfollow someone else, like, it was a mistake, just to like be nice to the other person. And then they're like, yeah, okay, totally, like, thanks, I thought you were mad at me, haha. And then you have to like fake being like, oh no, I'm not mad at you. But I was really mad at this hoe because she was making us late to like everything all the time and disrespecting my other friends, and I had only known her for like a week. So I didn't really take it that hard, you know what I'm saying? And like, when you move to a new city, everyone follows everyone, and I got really creeped out by that because like, if I don't know you, why are you following me on Instagram? And now I feel mean, so now I have to follow you back. And so I followed a sis back, you know, I was nice, I tried to give her a shot. I don't have time for that shit, like, and I just felt like all these people that moved to college towns, it's like, oh my god, I'm a bad bitch, like, my parents can't tell me what to do. I don't know how to use my money in a responsible way. What school? I don't need her, I just need beer. And I'm like, I was shit in school, I'm here to work hard and get a degree. I actually care about my education. Not that I don't like partying, but like, so this girl comes up to me. I can't escape. Okay, she cornered me in a fucking line to the club. I can't go anywhere. There's a fucking gate like surrounding us. She was like, oh my god, like, why did you unfollow me on Instagram? And I can see, like, I can clearly see that she's already had a few drinks or whatever. And like, I'm chill. I'm like sober. And I was just like, because, you know, we're not friends. And she just like dropped her whole fucking jaw. And she was like, oh my god, what the fuck? Like, she looked so disappointed. And I know I'm laughing and it's really horrible, but like, I'd rather just be straight up than like lying to someone and being like, oh, it was a mistake. Like, it wasn't a mistake. Like, it fucking wasn't. You disrespected my fucking friends. And you're boring, and I don't want to be your friend. Like, that's it. I didn't say that to her, obviously. Like, I was a little bit nicer, but I was just like, yeah, like, nothing personal. I just, like, felt like I needed to clean my feed, and, like, I just want to have positive vibes, which is true. I just unfollow hosts that, like, I don't feel like are giving me what I want from Instagram, especially, like, if I feel forced to follow someone that I don't want to follow, which was the case. I know I cuss a lot. I know I call people bitches and hoes and shit like that. It's not like I actually think she's like a horrible person. It's just like, we did not click. So yeah. Overall though, I would say my college experience has been pretty litty so far. I've just had like a crazy landlord, and that's like about it. And this person who asked me why I unfollowed her. And like, that's it. But I think also, like, since I went to Stockholm's University first, and like when you go there, it's more just like your classmates are kind of like your colleagues. Like, it's like you're going to work and then you go home and you don't see them, you know what I mean? It's not like you fucking hang out. It's just kind of like, oh sick, you have your friends, I have my friends, we've been new, like, we've lived here our whole fucking lives, see you on Monday. It's not that deep, we don't go out drinking together, whatever. And at Stockholm's University, I read social anthropology, so it was like about, you know, embracing like cultures and other cultural experiences, and something that's normal in your culture might be different in another culture, and we all have to respect each other. Like, it was hella deep. So people were so nice. There was not, like, some fucking Trump supporter. there wasn't a crazy person who had like insanely different views than you. It was kind of just like everyone's nice and whatever. So when I moved to Uppsala, I was like so afraid, and I was like, what the fuck? Now I have to like make friends and shit. Like, I'm moving to a new city. This is so weird. And I was asking around. I'm like, hey, like, I really, when's the initiation? Like, because you obviously have like a kickoff or whatever. And so I went to that shit and I was like, wow, these people are not the people I want to be friends with. I'm going to stick to my class, because the kickoff was for like the whole program, and the people I was with was just like just that course. So we were involved with like the program, bitches, if that made sense. Yeah, it was a very similar vibe to like growing up in like elitist Stockholm. It was very like, I read this program because the Crown Princess Victoria read it, and I want to be a fucking peaceful queen and like work for corporate. What does working on the field mean? Ew. I don't want to get my hands dirty. Very that. Like, it felt like people didn't genuinely care about what they were studying, which might just be an assumption and kind of unfair of me to say, because there's like, what, 100 people in my class? But I felt like in my course, it was more like people came from different places. Like, everyone was like different nationalities, and like they fucking cared about people. And everyone had so many different perspectives. It wasn't like everyone's the same person. We all have the same fucking thoughts. We've morphed into one human. It was more just like, everyone's so different, and that's why we all love each other, you know? So we got really close, and like, some people were like party bitches or whatever, but most of us were like pretty concentrated. And I know people from the program who like got Fs like their whole first term just because they were drinking so much and like felt the pressure to have to like build a family in the new city. And I was just like, I'm not about that life. That's culty as shit. Thank you. I'm gonna hang out with friends whenever I have energy to hang out with friends. I just felt like it was super uncomfortable, because it felt like certain people, or like certain groups of people, felt like, oh, I have to be like a part of a group of 12 human beings so that I can have fun. And it's like, ew, I do not want to be around people that much. It's like, they fucking go to sleep together, they eat breakfast together, they eat lunch together, they eat dinner together, they party together, they see each other in class. It's like, ew. I don't need that much human connection. I need to relax. I need to watch some fucking reality television. So that's the tea. And I really like my bros, because we're all on the same page and we talk shit, and like, we can, they literally just like are the best, and they're so woke and so funny, and they make me feel dumb. And I usually think I'm pretty woke, but like, when I talk to these people, I'm like, wow, you're gonna save the world. Like, you're an amazing human being. Those are the people you want to surround yourself with, you know? The people that make you better, people that are fucking smart, stimulate you, give you a good time. I'm gonna skip over to like this term. I was reading at 200% sis. I was reading American history, American politics, 2 7.5 courses, and a 30 point course, which was gender research. And I was so afraid of being with only women, like, because I've never had, like, since I dropped the hose that, like, fucked me over with the facts on my ex-boyfriend, I haven't really had, like, positive female relationships, which sounds really bad, but I just feel like it's so catty. I have my group from high school, and they're all, like, fun and smart. And the reason I was friends with them was because they didn't talk shit. And everyone else in my class that I was friends with just like talked about who had sex and who made out with who and whatever. And I just wanted to talk about something else. So, but like when I started the gender course, there was like 2 guys in the whole class, right? And we're 40 people. So like, you couldn't really avoid hanging out with girls. And I was just like, holy shit. Like when I hung out with these girls, I was like, everyone is beautiful and nice. Who are your parents? Who made you? You are a glorious fucking angel. Like, all these women were so supportive, so nice. Like, I hate the phrase, like, women supporting women, like, girls supporting girls. Like, I'm a girl boss. Like, fucking support me. It's just so cringy. But that's truly what it was. And we just, like, collected, like, the whole class. We just, like, had this moment. We were together and we were celebrating, like, an exam or something.
we were all together in this little circle, and we were like, oh my god, I love this positive female energy. Like, y'all are some bomb ass bitches. Like, we just had like this full circle, like, girl love moment, like, an appreciation for each other. And I feel like all of us had been surrounded by so much, like, bitchy girl energy, aka the people that ask you why they unfollow you on Instagram. Like, stuff like that. And these girls were just like, anything you had to say, if you were talking about your feelings, like, some people like explained that they went to therapy, like, why they go to therapy, what, like, everyone could talk about their fucking diagnoses and what grades we got and what we felt like. I don't know. It was like going to fucking therapy, like, every time you meet your girlfriends, and they just like cheered you up, and I just love them so much. So shout out, you know, really love them, really great. And that's like basically the best female experience I've had. Like that's so crazy. Because I feel like, I don't know. Like, usually it's like if you tell like some random, like, I don't know, maybe this is just me, but like, I have a close group of girlfriends and they're from high school and we see each other like all the time. But the thing is, we don't talk about other girls, and like, what stays in our group stays in our group. And it's also the same, like, supportive energy. If I would just go to, like, a random friend, like, whoever, who's a girl, or, like, a group of girls that maybe I don't hang out with that much, but, like, we're acquaintances, I just feel like whatever I say, they can say to other people. Like, I don't trust them as much, which is super strange to say. But, like, it's just, like, if you know that some people are associated to others, and you maybe don't want those others to find out what you're saying. Not that I talk that much shit, but like, obviously I'm a pretty salty bitch, you know? Not very forgiving, perhaps. But it's just like, I've tolerated so much shit in the past, I don't have any patience to like be a lovely human being to people that I don't like. I always felt like insecure with like certain females. I felt like way more comfortable talking to my guy friends for a really long time. Like, I started getting guy friends or feeling more comfortable around guys when I met my current boyfriend, just because his guy friends were so cool. And then I met the people at university and I was like, wow, guys aren't scary. I can be friends with a boy. I don't know why I thought I didn't, or like I couldn't before. Maybe that's just like because my ex-boyfriend was like, ew, what the fuck, you have a best friend that's a man, you need to stop being friends with him. Why are you with him? Where are you? What party are you at? Who's at the party? It's like, oh my god. No, but like, I've never had like so like lovely, nice, beautiful men in my life, you know? And they're all stemming from Uppsala University, like in my class, which was development studies. And they're all lovely and beautiful. And like, they just listen to me. And I feel like even the girls in that class, obviously I had problems with. Like, I had so many problems with girls in that class just being horrible and like annoying and shallow. And when I talk to these guys, they just like get it. Like, they're just so great. And I just want to give a shout out to them real quick. Ignacio, if you're listening, my main hoe, good for you, keep doing what you do. Also Paris, good job Paris. No, it's like, I don't know, very mature men, you know, very woke, very like, I feel like I overuse that word, just like very realized human beings. Like, they know what's good and like they're just genuine and like themselves. No toxic masculinity. So that's great. We stan. Yeah, I think that's all for the little pod this episode. But I'm so appreciative for everyone who's listening. And you can, if you're not already listening to this on, you know, YouTube, SoundCloud, maybe even Spotify if I've been able to fix that. Maybe even iTunes if I've been able to fix that. If not, it's coming. And if I fixed it, holy shit, yay me. I'm a fucking genius. But yeah, catch me on all those platforms. Fucking subscribe. Share this bitch with your friends. And I'll see you next time. Peace, bitch.